Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Growing Hope, where we are building up, growing up, and honing up our unique design and purpose. I am Catherine Lang, and I am a possibility coach and dream inspirer because I dare to believe that you can, and I'm here to help you find the will to make it real. That promise that I have that I can and will become something unique, it's out there every single day. I see it in the rainbows, I see it in the flowers, I see it in the blue skies, I see it in the silver linings around the clouds. But I have to hold on to it. I have to have so much faith in that promise that nothing can keep me from going after it. It will get better. I know it will get better. It may not get perfect. It may not align perfectly with my vision that I've crafted, but it's going to get better, and it's going to get more, and it's going to get overflowing if I stay persistent and consistent in pursuing it. But yes, I'm sorry, there's a catch, because it won't come to me. I have to go to it. I have to step into the promise. I have to move forward into my possibility. I have to change where I am to get to where I want to be. In other words, I'm going to have to do something. I'm going to have to make something happen if I want to reside in the promise that I know is waiting. I started seriously baking when I was in fourth grade. Now, it all centered around a 4-H competition because that's kind of what usually starts my driving is a competition, which is why accountability is so important for me. But I wanted to bake because I wanted to win the competition, but it was fun and it gave me time with my grandmother. I learned early on that baking had a lot of rules, and I wasn't big on rules even back then. I kind of liked to make my own way. So I moved into cooking because when you're cooking, you have more flexibility. When you're baking, you can't just skip the step where you add the baking powder. Well, you can skip the step, but trust me when I say that when you skip the step, it will not turn out the same as the picture. Just trust me on this. My mom had dozens of recipe books, literally, and so I absconded with several of them when I left for college. And all the other residents in our dorms would supply me with what I needed to make dishes, and I would, in turn, give them the dishes. By the time I got married, I was comfortable enough in my cooking skills to try just about anything. And most of the time, it turned out good. Or at least edible. There was that one time, and I don't like to think about it, but I made salmon patties that even the cat turned her nose up at. When the cat won't eat salmon patties, it's not good. But I continued working on my skills and on my palate, even investing a whole month in a raw and green challenge. It turns out that I love raw flavors. Or I should say, I love most raw flavors. If you have the chance to taste raw ginger, don't. It does not taste like gingerbread. Now, along the way, I've incorporated the experiences, good and bad, and the tips of others into my own journey so that I now can create a meal without having to have a recipe or even all the ingredients that are supposedly required for the dish. Some days my ability turned nothing into a meal, and it just amazes my husband. And sometimes it amazes me that I can make it happen, but it didn't become a skill overnight, or even with just a few tries. I've had to invest in my cooking techniques and my cooking attempts, and I've had to fail and create salmon patties the cat wouldn't eat. My cooking has been a learning journey, and I still have a long ways to go. There's always something new to learn and to discover. everything worth doing and everything that I have written out on my whiteboard of world domination will require at least as much investment as my cooking a meal for dinner. If you walked into my kitchen without knowing me or my journey, and I put together a complete meal in under 30 minutes, it might look easy to you. Once you know the practice and the learning and the wisdom of others that went into that one meal, it might seem a little bit different. I'm the only one that can create my big dream goals, but it will take an investment from me to get me there. I might have to fake the boldness at first, because it can be a bit scary stepping out into my dreams. And I might have to take time to make my dream so solid in my mind that nothing can knock me from it. But I will have to practice the actions that will lead me to my success as well. This is where I hone it to make it my own. First, I must learn from others. There is too much wisdom already out there to try and learn it all for the first time by myself. Second, I must make what I learn work for me. If it's not working for me, I won't work it. My journey is unique, and I will have to apply what I learn to that unique journey. And three, I have to practice the skills in the process. Practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So I need to practice doing it right, but doing it right for me. Four, I need to record the actions I take. I need to keep up with what I'm doing and when I'm doing it. And five, I need to review the results of what I'm keeping track of. I don't know what steps to keep taking and what steps to adjust if I don't review my journey regularly. I began being the best cook I could be when I had the opportunity to cook more and to try more things. Had I not been put in that position, I may never have been able to gain the skills that I gained. It is a lesson, and it's a lesson I'm trying to put to practice in all aspects of my big dream goals. I have to do things in order to find things that work for me and for my journey. It will take unique action for me to begin to find them. My big dream goals cover everything. They cover my work, my writing, my home, my health. But no matter what area the focus that I'm working on, I'm still going to have to take action to make the dreams my reality. I have tried doing what others do. Even with my cooking and my baking, I tried doing what my grandmother did. It never worked out the same for me as it did for her. Ask my kids about the fiasco of watermelon rind pickles, because they still talk about it today. That alone was enough to make me know that I couldn't do it the way she did it. The same goes true for my writing and my speaking and even my coaching. I've been working with people in groups for years, most of my, I would say, adult life. And I've been helping them refine their goals or write their books or just plan or create a plan that would work. I started hanging around with other coaches and started trying to copy what they were doing. And it didn't work for me. It actually knocked me off focus. But it isn't supposed to work for me because I'm not them. I have to take what I learn and then twist it to fit into my own journey. I have to hone it by sculpting all I learn and all I know into my own unique design. It will not be the same as you. It will not be the same as they. It will not be the same as the gurus. I have to discover my way by learning and listening and utilizing and testing and chipping away until I uncover what works. First, I have to be willing to learn from others. If I'm not learning, then I'm not growing. If I'm not growing, then I'm in the process of dying. I'm just building up to my big dream goals, so I don't want to leave them dying on the vine. I need to be learning. Take classes, read books, attend conferences, learn more to know more. Second, I have to find my way to make it my own. Everyone has an opinion. Even when I'm not asking, they still want to share their opinions. I could block out all the different ideas, or I could be open to see how I can make the most of those ideas. I take what I learn and what I hear, and then I utilize what works for my journey and in my life. It's up to me to find ways to mold the wisdom of others into the unique twists and turns of my journey. My journey and my focus gets enhanced when I find the elements I need in the wisdom of others. Third, I have to practice the process of action on purpose and for a purpose. Now, I can learn all day long, and I can plan all day long, but until I take action, I will stay where I am. Step out into the wisdom and knowledge, and keep stepping into that knowledge and into that wisdom. Four, I have to record the actions I take. I need to write down what I'm doing and when I'm doing it so I can see how it works in my life and how it doesn't work in my life. I also include how I feel about the actions and the process. So by keeping a record of the issues, then I'm able to determine the good, the better, and the best for my journey. And five, I have to review the results. And the more I review, or the more often I review, the better. I review my targets daily, and I also review my schedule. If I didn't meet my targets, then I can sometimes tell by my schedule what went off the rails or where it went off the rails. I also review my big dream goals each week, and I use my record of the former week to see how things went. I review my whiteboard of world domination monthly to determine if things need to be marked off because, yay, I've completed them. Or if I need to make a little bit of shift, or maybe I just need to release some of it. Regular review gets me back on track if I do slip off, and it also pushes me to get done what I need to get done. Most importantly, reviewing my process helps me to understand not only what works for me, but how it works for me. And knowing the how can be just as important as knowing the what. I want my big dream goals. I believe in my big dream goals. I am walking them out as much as possible, but I have to keep investing in making my big dream goals my reality. I will need to learn from others, and I will need to learn from my experiences, and I will need to then take that knowledge and that wisdom and make it work for me. It's amazing how often I have a great plan that I've seen work for others, but it doesn't work for me, so I don't do it. Well, it doesn't matter how great the plan is if I'm not doing the plan. So I have to find something that works for me, that works in my life, that works in my family, that works in my business, that works in my home, so that I can utilize it. If I'm not utilizing it, it's just wasted space. I am unique, and because I am unique, there is no handbook to get to my success. Oh, it would be nice if there was an easy button. It would be wonderful if there was a magic bean, but they do not exist. I will have to practice, and I will have to invest in growing knowledge and wisdom. And it is through this practice and through this growing knowledge and wisdom that I begin to hone my possibilities into all that I can uniquely be. Nobody has the same skills I have, at least not where I am. Nobody has the same voice I have. Nobody has the same qualities that I have. And they definitely do not have all of that combined into the uniqueness of me. I am unique and there's no one else like me. That means that I have to discover my path and my journey if I'm going to live it out. It will take practice, and it will take more practice in order to perfect the practice so that I can get the practice I need in order to become what I'm supposed to be. It is not for the faint of heart, but it's worth every step. Now, my way is not your way, and your way is not my way, and my way is not like her way, and on and on and on. My husband made fish the other night, and he asked me how I made fish, and I laughed. I laughed right there in front of him. I laughed not because I don't know how to make fish, but because I know how I make fish, and I know my husband and I know how he cooks, and I know that my way and his way are not compatible. Every time he asks me about how I do something in the kitchen, I flash back to when he called me to ask me how to make biscuits. At the time, I was using the boxed instant mix Bisquick to make my biscuits. And I told him that I just poured pour Bisquick into a bowl, and then you add buttermilk until it becomes a biscuity dough consistency. Now, he paused. A long enough pause that I thought maybe we'd been cut off. But then he asked me, but what are the measurements? And all I could think was measurements? Didn't biscuity dough consistency suffice? Apparently not so much. So when he asked me how I make fish, I just stared at him. And he started getting frustrated. He said, don't you know how you make fish? And I thought, well, yes, I know how I make fish. But I was trying to figure out how to get my way into his terminology. I finally said the only thing I could think of, and that was, well, you can go ask your son. He's made more fish than me lately. Yeah, I know, I passed the buck, but sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And my son makes fish different from me, and I don't know how he does it. But between my son and my husband, the fish got made. But it got made in the way my husband learned from what my son had shared. This journey into purpose and uniqueness is not any different from cooking, not cooking fish or cooking, you know, raw smoothies or cooking eggs. We each have to find our own unique way, and then we have to hone that way until it launches into all our big dream goals. Philippians 4:8 tells me to meditate on the positive, but Philippians 4:9, it reminds me to practice the things that I'm meditating on. In other words, I have to put it to work. The things which you have learned and you have received and you have heard and you have seen, do. Take action. Step out. Now, James puts it just a wee bit more harsh. But he does make it clear that practice is important. He says, don't be hearers of the word only. You got to be doers of the word. If you're just being hearers only and you're not doing stuff, then you're deceiving yourself. If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror, but then he turns away and he forgets what he was looking at. So you have to not just hear the word, but you have to put it into practice. When I am pursuing my unique journey, I can't just have the idea. I can't just believe in the possibility. I have to walk it out. But I can't walk it out the way you walk it out. It would be nice if I could just follow your little steps, but I can't do that. The only exception to this rule is that Jesus said, follow me. And he meant, follow me. If I will walk and stay focused on him, then my steps become not only clear, but they become purposeful and manageable. If I will align my journey to my big dream goals up with the journey with Jesus Christ, then I have steps I can follow. And more importantly, they're written out for me, so I don't even have to struggle to discover them. I just have to pick up the book and read it. God didn't make it complicated. He made it simple. I just have to do my part. And really, isn't that what it's all about? I have to come to the place where I do my part. I take the step. I put into practice the things that I have learned and the things that I have discovered so that I can walk out my unique design in purpose and on purpose, and most importantly, for a purpose. I know that God wants things for me. God has given me the promise of that rainbow. But if I stay right here and I sit right here and I just think about that promise of the rainbow, then all I have is thoughts. I am deceiving myself. And I do not want to deceive myself. I want to become all that I am called to be. And that will only happen if I build up the courage, build up the momentum to take the step. And then I just keep stepping until I not only have a vision of a big dream goal, but I am living it out so that other people are coming to me and saying, I want what you have. And I can give them the book and say, it starts here. That's the way I get it all done. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Hopesmith extraordinaire, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.